This is Passport to Texas. Last month, we discovered zebra mussels in Canyon Lake.
Every time you get a new infestation, it's discouraging. It just really is. It just gets you down, and you know, and it's frustrating because you know that if boaters and people who we know care about the lakes and rivers in the state, they would just take some time and just be a little careful, making sure that they clean, drain, and dry their boat before they leave the lake every single time. That'll go a long ways towards preventing their spread.
Fisheries biologist Brian Van Zee says zebra mussels can clog public water intakes and damage boats and motors left in infested waters.
You know, if they're stored on the water in the marinas, those are the ones that we're going to have colonies of adult zebra mussels attached to them. Those are the ones that boat owners need to take the time, have that boat fully cleaned and decontaminated, get it inspected by Parks and Wildlife before you go ahead and move it to a different lake.
Once in a river basin, zebra mussels are there to stay.
But what we can do is we can just prevent them from being spread to a new river basin. If we can get the word out to the boat owners and to the public and to the transporters in the state and let them know that we're trying to stop the spread and we're trying to prevent new infestations within new river basins, then we have a chance.
Find procedures to clean, drain, and dry your boat on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.